Welcome to another exciting episode of Storytime with Amasa Blankson. I'm so honored that you took time to come and listen to my podcast. This week on Storytime with Amasa Blankson, we delved into the topic, bragging about your work. Is it good or bad? Yes, I said, bragging about your work. Is it good or bad? So I threw this topic out and some of my friends gave their comments and I'm going to play for you to hear. It's quite a bit lengthy than a normal podcast, but please have time and listen to it. I would like to know what you also think about the topic. So please don't feel shy to send me your voice note or your video. And yes, don't be shy to send me your voice notes. And I'm going to add it to the next episode. That's the part two of this topic. So please, let's listen to this podcast.
Okay, so I just wanted to join on the topic, bragging about your work. For me, it's essential. For instance, this is my work right here. I painted this whole house. See? Why not brag about it? Get it? So I'm already at work. I'm working. I'm so pumped up about it, like the results that I'm getting. And of course, bragging is like branding for me because it gives me visibility and I can do more with it. You get it? So why not brag about it? It comes to it, like, you know, there's demerits and merits, especially if you're not doing the right thing and you're bragging about it.
I'll say that it's very bad to brag about your work because as human beings, we are dealing with here and human beings are unpredictable. You brag about your work today, somebody develops hatred for you tomorrow just because of your own work. You're bragging about somebody develops hatred and it leads to something else. No, there are a lot of places people are going for spirit and power and stuff. So somebody can just do something bad to you just because of your own work you're bragging about. So I urge you to pray about your work instead of bragging about the work. Alright, thank you. So, another reason why we shouldn't brag is to avoid shame. In this world, is full of uncertainties, okay? So, you brag about your work tomorrow to somebody that is not so much important to you. You think you're so superior than that person at that moment. And you brag about your work so much that the person feels so much pain. Tomorrow you lose yours and the person gains.
Bragging about your work. Kekule, you have a business alone, Noko, and you really believe in yourself and you are bragging about it. It also helps you to get customers. Like, people will believe in you. Like, if you're not there to be quality or something, so let me try something. So one way or the other, it will also help people to patronize you, but it'll come in where they might feel like it's pride, or so it depends on how the person sees it, depending on the person's perspective. But to me, I think in a way it's good because it will also help you get customers. Yeah, to me,
I'll say it's good and it's bad. Bragging too much about it is bad because there are a lot of people who have been at where you are, and sometimes when you brag too much, you begin to lie. Yeah, but it's good sometimes that you brag about it because everybody has his or her own profession, and you have to be grateful for what you have. For instance, in my mindset, we had to go for nursing school for like almost like 6 years. So if today I'm out and I've been able to write my license and passed, I'll brag about it, but it will be just a little, you know, because I know it's not everybody in my cohort that passed their exam. So bragging about it too much too would make some of my colleagues feel bad, and it's an emotional thing. So Charlie, don't brag about your work too much. Don't brag, and you can't say you won't brag about it too. I'm a nurse. I can stand everywhere and say I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse and I am learning to be good at what I am doing. Yeah. So it's good, it's bad. Yeah.
Interesting topic. I just came across this now, what the past speakers have been saying. My brother, your work will speak for you. You don't need to brag about your work. The Lord says, if you lift yourself up, I will bring you down. But if you humble yourself, I will uplift you. He's the lifter of our head. He's the beginning and the end. So please, let your work speak for itself. A good work is never hidden. When I say never, I mean never hidden. No matter how long they push you down, press you down, just like a seed, you shall rise, breaking all barriers.
That is very true. On a serious note, you shouldn't brag about it. Let's go brag. Let anybody let the word do the talking. No, yeah. Okay. Even the word even says, from taking something from Proverbs 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. For all you know, brag. Then one day you flop. The way people will talk about it, not even people, like God himself is not happy with that. God even says you shouldn't boast about tomorrow. So why are you worrying about boasting of your work? Like, how? Bragging about it, your work is doing the talking. If you do a good work, people would definitely recommend you to others. Like for instance yourself, JMC Noyafe, you went to do MC for somebody. And then see the kind of relationship you have with the person. It's very nice. Like because of the work you did for them, they were happy about it. Not because you boosted about your work, not because you bragged about your work. That's very important. Don't brag about your work. Let the work do the talking. Peace out. James even says, humble yourselves before the Lord. He will lift you up. You are bragging. You are not humbling yourself. My work does this. I do this. I do that. I do this. I do that. Like, you raise yourself to a high pedestal and somebody thinks, Meneshe Jemei, then the person sees your performance and you are not even at that level. Like, you are way below the ladder. So, Charlie, bragging, Charlie, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. You just keep calm. Like, let it flow. The God kind of flowing, let it flow. Your work will do the talking for you. You know, yeah.
Personally, I think you should... You should say less about your works. Let a work speak for itself. And, I mean, get your targeted audience. Like, you can't work for everyone. Everyone can't be your client. That's what I feel. So you say less, your clients are gonna move to you, and you get to work with people you wanna work for and work with.
Well, I must. For me, I don't have a problem with someone who's good at something. The person is trying to let people know. You understand? So I'll brag. If you're good at something, you have to let people know you're good at it. For all you know, you might meet someone who is interested in someone like that.
And yes, you heard it. Let me say a big thank you to Solange, Joanna, Jennifer, Mr. Andrew, Awula Nateki, Bulletberry, Solo, and of course, Cave for giving me their comments. Thank you very much, guys. I also like to know what you also think about the topic. Please don't feel shy to send it to me right now so that I can add it to the part 2 version of this particular topic. And in the part 2, I'll be giving my submissions. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast.